You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. It's not Christmas. Oh, my goodness. I'm like going back in time, I think. It's just been like a whirlwind the last 7 days. It's New Year's Eve. Oh, my goodness. The end of 2024. So happy 2025. If you're all listening to this right now, we're pre-recording it the day before, but it's only 6 hours away from 2025 when y'all are listening to this in California time. And East Coast time, it's only 3 hours away from the celebration of 2025. So happy New Year, happy New Year, happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode. And it's a big one. New Year's is literally 6 to 3 hours, whatever it is. It's like literally right on the corner. And if it is, happy New Year's. Happy 2025 to you. If you're listening to this in 2025, congratulations. You're in the future.
You're in the future. Yeah. Yeah. All our international listeners, happy New Year. It's already 2025 for y'all right now, like in Europe and Asia, everyone, it's 2025 if you're listening to this right now. So happy New Year. This is Elizabeth Powell with Tech Trend Investments.
And this is Joseph Grassa with Tech Trend Investments. Let's kick it off.
And of course, I'm traveling again. I'm in another destination. I'm in one of my favorite places, though. I'm at the river right now. I'm close to Vegas, but I decided to stay out of Vegas for New Year's this year because it's going to be pretty wild. So, and we've been working nonstop, 24/7, around the clock, was like 3 hours of sleep for the last 3 months, getting all this stuff launched and ready to go, and all the new technology and all the AI and putting it to market and getting everybody ready to go. So we've been holding spaces and VCs and live broadcasts and training and trading everywhere like 3 times a day for the last 7 to 14 days. So excuse me as my voice is getting off and squeaking a little bit here. There it goes right there. But we've been talking nonstop. Like the goal is like to get everybody interested in, like, teach them how to trade the right way and how to be safe and learn as much as you can. So that's why we're here.
Yes. Make sure everybody has an easy time trading, unlike when we first started, taking all of our experiences and making it super simple and easy. So in the new year, everybody's going to get involved, right? The goal is to get everybody involved, Web 2 and Web 3. Make sure everybody has an amazing time and it's profitable, hopefully, right? That's the goal.
Right. The goal is like for everybody still to be investing in your future, like no matter what type of investing you do, whatever type of finance you're involved in, if it's real estate, if it's stocks, bonds, futures, options, if it's gold, if it's currency, if it's crypto, if it's AI tech, if it's investing in new businesses, buying into startups and going into IPOs, whatever you do, always find some form of investment for your future. And it doesn't have to be a lot of money that you invest. It's just a little bit at a time every day, dollar cost average, right? So like every week, put aside $50 or every week, put aside $100 or something towards an investment. Because if you're working your normal job, you're only going to have that amount of income in your future. So if you have discretionary income and you have extra income, you put that to the side. The stuff that your coffee money, like your money that you would normally spend on coffee or something frivolous, put that into your high risk portfolio because that can multiply. Or hypothetically, if it doesn't do well, you're okay, you're safe. Never, ever, ever invest your rent money, your mortgages, your car payments, your insurance in anything high risk. That money always set aside as your priority. You pay your bills first. You pay the stuff that makes you survive, that you have food, shelter, and clothing. You always keep that money as priority, and that goes directly to that. But your extra money that you set aside for investing, that gets put to the side. And if it's your discretionary money, again, like your coffee money or your play money or your money for whatever you do for the extra frivolous things, that's your high-risk investment to play with. Again, remember, keep your priorities straight, and when you invest, always prioritize your bills first, and then your extra money goes into your investing. But to get ahead in the future, we always need to invest, right? For 1 year, 5 year, 10 years in the advance, you always make sure that your bills are paid first and then you invest with your extra money.
Yes, yes. And spoken from somebody I think she's in the car right now, but set your goals. Set your goals for the new year. Set your goal for 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 5 year down the line. And just watch it happen. If you manifest it, you don't have to watch it every day, but manifest your dreams, manifest your goals, and make them happen. And they'll happen quicker than you can anticipate. And that's what we're going to help you guys do, and hopefully make it a little bit easier on you guys. If some of your goals are to become a better trader, then you can check that one off the list pretty quickly.
But yeah, we're here. Yeah, we're here to help everybody. So, I mean, that's like our brief intro. We want to kind of give a recap of this year and why we've been here. Of course, it's always doing your own research. It's not financial advice. This is for educational purposes only. This is for entertainment. This is for fun. We're just going off of experience of being involved in trading and investing and real estate and all that fun stuff and in crypto. So we want to make sure that everybody stays healthy and happy and are financially abundant. But to do that, you always take care of your priorities first and then invest as secondary and invest for your future. And if it's not crypto, if it's like real estate, go into real estate. If it's stocks, go into stocks. If you're going to invest in another company, invest in another company, but do small amounts every week that doesn't affect your like bottom line, that doesn't hurt you, but actually adds to your portfolio. And in the long term, like if you start investing now, if you're like in college and you start investing now, by the time you retire, you'll have millions of dollars hypothetically based off of past performance on stocks and bonds. And if you keep adding to your portfolio every week, you'll add a little bit and then you'll get higher returns. So the goal is to start early, start small, be continuous, and just expand your portfolio. Make sure that all your eggs are not in one basket. Like you're not all in real estate, you're not all in stocks, but you're diversified on your portfolio and diversify your risk management too. Like go into blue chips, which are more stable, and then go into mid caps on a certain percentage, and then go into high risk with your discretionary money. So you balance your portfolio. You're not sticking everything into one. Same thing when we trade on meme coins, we don't put all of our portfolio in one. We diversify with 100 different tokens a day. And so we don't put it all in one. And we also do low risk entries. So we do like a low amount, which, and then once we catch that certain amount and we catch our 2x, then we de-risk and we pull out of our initials. So we're eliminating our risk. So however you trade, make sure that you mitigate your risk, mitigate your portfolio. It's diversified into different types of sectors. It's diversified into different risk levels. Never do your main bills with risk money. Don't use that for investing. Always pay your bills first and then use your extra discretionary money to invest in.
Exactly. Like we always say, invest your coffee money and the money that you can lose, that you can afford to lose, that you can afford to risk. And with meme coins, the high risk plays, it all takes is $10. And it shows $10 in some plays can make you in the range of $10,000. Some of the ones that we've hit, sometimes even more, but it's all risk, and it's all managing your risk appropriately and judging how risk adverse you are as an individual. It's one thing to see how much other people are risking, but it's how risk adverse you are and how diversified you want to be and where you want to section off your money and place it. Being invested in blue chips and stabling most of it, with the fluctuations in ETH and Bitcoin and some of the other stables, you make better returns than if you were to invest in stocks and bonds and ETFs. The risk to return ratio is still better. And then as you move into mid caps, obviously you get into a bit more of a risky territory, but still it's higher than the mid caps in Web 2 in the regular stock market. And then in IPOs, compared to meme coins still have a higher ROI. you can still make much more. Yes, both of them are very tied in their risk judgment and your risk adversity, but the rewards are there, and all it takes is $10, and there's hundreds of tokens a day that come over. You can pick and choose which ones you want to enter into, and pick and choose. Okay, I want to enter into this one, or I want to enter into these 10 and put $100 in, but you're risk adverse. Now you're 2X and all of them, you de-risk, and now you can go into another 10.
And so the other thing to remember is we are at the end of the year. Some of you, it's New Year's, some of you, it's New Year's Eve, but this always happens at the end of the year. Don't forget that corporations and personal portfolios, we're still in a 2024 tax year. So whatever you're doing up till December 31st, you're in that 2024 tax year. So when we see a portfolio have a pullback, it's because people are trying to mitigate their taxes. And so they're selling off their losses so they can go against their capital gains and against their gains. So when we see a pullback in the market in December, this is natural. It happens every single year. We had a little bit better response on crypto this year because of what happened in the elections, and because more crypto-friendly things are happening in laws, hopefully in 2025. And so people are getting more optimistic and entering into crypto. Crypto did have big fluctuations this year, though, before the election, when it wasn't crypto-friendly, when the SEC was trying to do things to go against crypto. And then the crypto ended up winning in courts and they dismissed the cases, and we had a rally. So ETH had a big range this year. It ranged from as low as 900 all the way up to 4,600 this year. So that's a big range to be trading in. Normally when you go into your portfolio, of course you want to go into the lower amount and exit at a higher amount. But again, at the end of the year, this is what normally happens. People are looking at their taxes for 2024, they're selling off their losers, they're selling off their losses so they can go against their capital gains. And then once 2025 comes in and we have more aggressive crypto friendly tax laws, and also hopefully finance and investment friendly tax laws for 2025, people will rearrange their portfolios based off of that. And we anticipate seeing bigger buys coming in 2025 now, because they have 12 whole months to decide on when they're going to enter and when they're going to exit. It's going to be a whole new tax law season for 2025. So at the end of the year, right now, 2024, don't forget, this is the last day, the last hours that people are rearranging their portfolio based off of the tax laws. Again, consult with your CPA, your financial advisor. Hopefully you already did this on all the other episodes that we told you to mitigate based on what your tax laws are going to be for 2024. But if you sell off in a profit, your gains are going to be based on 2024s. If you go into 2025, you have 12 whole months to rearrange your portfolio based on your profits and losses in there too. So again, consult with your CPA and your financial advisor. Make sure that your tax advisors, based on whatever laws you're in, whatever country you're in, based on the laws there, on all of your capital gains, you know, if it's real estate or stocks or bonds or futures or options, or if you're in currencies or if you're in crypto, make sure that you're getting advice from your financial advisor or from your CPA so that you're mitigating your risk and also adhering to the tax laws and getting the best numbers for your taxes for 2024, I guess. But I know we wanted to just kind of give you the spiel and give you a recap, because we're coming to the end and we're going into 2025 and everything looks pretty optimistic and rosy. We're doing a giveaway at the end of this too. We should have probably announced that in the beginning, but we're going to do a giveaway on the wallets that are the people are on AI Signal and AI Base. If you're staked and your wallet has eight random digits in that 42-digit wallet, we're giving away a drawing. We also have drawings going on for giveaways on giving out free trials on our AI Base bots that we released over 2 weeks ago. They've been built out for over 9 months. We're giving away trials on that. So come into our Telegram and get a free trial on that. We're giving away a random generated wallet from 8 digits out of the 42 digits. If you match, whoever comes into chat first and tells us that they match, they'll win the prize. And so we have a lot of like fun giveaways. Just come into Telegram, say hi, see what's everything's going on, see what kind of ROIs, what kind of X returns that we've been getting, and come in and say hi to the chat and try it out. But we're going to do a giveaway at the end of this. So I wanted to kind of give a recap on that too. So there's so much have been going on in 2024. We're going to revisit some of those fun things, but remember, ETH was the low at 900 this year. The high was 4,600. We're hovering right about 3,400 right now. And so if we break our 4,600 next year, we're going to break our ATHs. We're going to break our all-time highs. That's the goal with the new tax laws coming out. Nothing, again, is ever guaranteed, but we anticipate having more optimistic future in crypto because of the new tax laws that they should be coming out with in 2025.
Exactly. And 2025 is looking really good right now. Was it January 22nd is when hopefully we start to see some big shifts in the market, maybe even leading up to that as well. But going into the new year, yes, chilling around 3,400 in ETH. And on Bitcoin, we are currently chilling around 94,800.
I don't have it in front of me. I don't have the chart in front of me, but what was BTC's low and all-time high this year for 2024?
BTC's low, from what I can see, is 38.
Isn't that crazy? And then we hit, what was our all-time high?
The all-time high was 108.
So that's a $70,000, like almost, oh my goodness. It almost tripled, right?
Close to tripling in a year.
Close to tripling. And then ETH, I'm going off of memory. I'm pretty sure ETH was about 900 on the low and 4,600 on the high. So that did a 5-time multiplier. So it went up 500%.
Yes.
Yeah, from the low to the high. Yeah, so 500%. And BTC went up about 250% from the low to the high.
Which, in comparison to other stables or blue chips, is unheard of to go up five times.
So, of course, this is always high risk, especially if you're new to it. So you only invest like $10 or $100 and you can watch what it does. But it's always going to fluctuate. Whenever you have high returns, you're going to have high fluctuations in the market. And a lot of people will range trade it because they know that there's fluctuations. And so they know where the bottom is and the top is, and they can range trade it. And again, range trading is like buying in when it hits its bottom range. And so say we bought in at ETH at 900. This is like for the whole year though, and then sold off at 4,600. That's the range that it's going in. But the last week we've been ranging about 33,000 to 4,000 on ETH. And so if you're range trading, you know, like once it hits that 33 mark, you buy in. And then once it gets close to 35, 36, you sell off. And once it gets to 33 again, you buy in. And once it gets to 35, 36, you sell off. So you can range. That's what day traders do. That's what range traders do. That's what people that snipe and watch TA do also. So you can, if you get advanced, you can start range trading because it's predictable. It's going to go within its range. And then when it breaks out of the range, it goes to the next level. And then if you know how to do charts and TA, you'll anticipate what the next level is. We've been posting in our chat all the breakouts when the breakouts are happening. And so they've been hitting the marks on all of those. So if you go onto our Telegram, you can see that. Or you can go on to x.com/AI signal bot or x.com/AI base bot and get our socials for our Telegram and come in and see all of the pin posts and what we've been predicting on where ETH was going, where BTC was going, showing calls on the meme coins, and then getting updates and information on how to trade. So you're not just limited to listening today or on Tuesdays. We have a plethora of resources on how to trade, on information, on we have ebooks, we have YouTube channels, we have charts, how to read charts. So if you want to get very advanced in it, all the resources are there too.
Exactly. And you can watch the markets live with us too. We've been doing some market watch recently and providing some like market updates as we're approaching the new year. So everyone can stay up to date of what's going on in the market, what to look forward to as the year ends and the new year approaches. But one thing I want to touch on is the absolute sheer volume increase in meme coins over this year. And it all started with, I think we mentioned it. It was the end of last year, it was Pepe. And throughout this year, 2024, we have seen a drastic increase in volume and the amount of user base that have been trading meme coins in specific. The NFT market, as many people know, has been a little bit slow and it's been all over social media. So NFTs is a common topic, and meme coins have now taken the reins, and the sheer volume, I think it's upwards in the tens of billions at this point in volume, is just taking over the markets. It's taking Web 2 by storm. It's taking Web 3 by storm because nobody expected it, and it hasn't slowed down. And I don't see it. I'm not financial advice. Do your own research. But I don't see it slowing down in 2025. It's only going to be picking up with the new laws and regulations that are predicted to happen with the Trump administration.
And normally what happens is, so the election happened in November, so people anticipated optimism in the market. And then there's been hints of positive things for investing overall in general. So on new capital gains laws and crypto laws, there's been hints of what's going to happen. He won't be into office till January 20th. And then the first 100 days are the critical days on the administration on what they do towards finance and investing. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. Whenever there's a rumor, we always have a rally. So whenever there's a rumor in the market, there's a rally in anticipation of what's going to happen. This happens all across the board on any type of investing or finance. So when we have the Fed meeting and the Fed's going to lower rates and they say, hypothetically, we think that the Fed's going to lower it by half, that's that rumor. And so the market will rally based on a rumor. And then when the Fed actually does what they're supposed to do, if they only lower it by a quarter, which they did in December, then the market takes that as they didn't fulfill what the rumor was. And so they sell off. So we are anticipating. And then when the Fed like raises it, when the Fed lowers it, like say they lowered it even more. So say we had a rumor that the Fed was going to lower it by a quarter and they end up lowering it by a half. The rumor we have a rally in the market. And when they lower it more than the anticipation, then the market will rally because it was better news than the rumor was. So we have rumors that we're going to have better tax laws, hopefully in crypto. So we had a rally on that. And then we have our normal pullback in December, which happens where everybody's taking their profits and then hedging them against their losses so that they don't pay a lot of taxes for 2024. And then we'll have a bounce back in January, plus the new tax laws are coming up. So there should be another bounce back on ETH and BTC. So if you're getting in now on that pullback, you're buying in at the lower entry. And then hypothetically, we have 12 months for it to rally, for you to take whatever profits you're going to take on the next 12 months. But so January 20th is a key date because that's when they go into office. And then the first 100 days in office is when they come up with the new policies. And so they'll talk about those, and those will be rumors also until they go into effect and get passed. And so we should see a rally in the market because of that too. And so we'll talk about it as we go on the next couple of Tuesdays, but we want to give you like an overview of what to expect into the crypto markets coming forward. But since we've been talking about the past and we've been talking about the future of crypto and we've been talking about the past of investing and the future of investing, like we want to give you a recap of what has happened in 2024. I mean, we started back in February of, what was ETH? I think we started close to like February 14th. What was ETH back then?
February 14th. Let me go back to the exact day of February 14th.
February. I'm going off of memory, but I don't know if that was a Tuesday. Okay. Was that Tuesday? We tend to talk on, isn't that funny? Like, oh, so it was February 12th, I think. So February 13th was our first LA Talk Radio that we did. So we always are close to a holiday. I mean, we had Election Day, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve that we're doing LA Talk. At least the good thing is we're archived.
Exactly. I hope people are listening to us on these holidays because they're getting good. We're providing a lot of value here leading into the new year that not many people will have, especially like in the last moments. This is like the last chance.
Yeah, and this is people, your kickoff for December 31st to hedge your portfolio into the optimal new year of 2025. So
exactly.
What and was ETH on? Yeah, what was ETH
February
on February
13th? 20. Oh my God. We were at. And this is still a surprise to me as well. like no, I'm looking at it. 2,200.
So ETH was at 2,200 on February 13th on our first time that first we came onto LA Talk Radio, and we've hit an all-time high. So we've doubled a couple of times this year since that first broadcast.
Three times.
ETH has doubled a couple times. Yeah, we've had pullbacks in the market, which is normal, and then we have rallies in the market, which is normal. But every single time there's news that's coming out, we'll talk about what type of news may affect the market and the cryptos. And then if we anticipate that there's going to be a favorable run because of news, anticipated news or anticipated events, we'll talk about that also too. So if you go back to our archives on critical days, you'll see us talking about what may affect the markets, what's the future may hold based on what's being rumored or what's about ready to be released or what's going to happen in the economy or what's going to happen in like when hypothetically World War III we thought was going to happen and that affected all of the markets across the board. So it not only applies to crypto, but it also applies to all of the rest of your portfolio, you know, your stocks, your bonds, your options, your futures. And I know we've been primarily talking about crypto and the reason being is like we're heavily involved in it, creating platforms and bots that make it easier for people to get into it. Whenever there's new technology, you always want to make sure that you're in good tech that gives you the advantage over everybody else. And based off of our experience, we're bringing you guys this information and these assets and these utilities. So it's easier for you to get into it because when we first started, we had, like I said before, we had to go through like 30 different websites and do research for months ahead of time and then find one token. And then we had to make sure that everything go on to 30 more websites and then make sure that the analytics were correct and everything was done before we would even invest into one token. And now we've created these bots that have built out for over 20 months. We were the first AI trading crypto bots out there that existed on AI signals. We were the very first ones that we built out last April. So, I mean, April of 2023. So they've been around for over 20 months. And so we have over 200 million points of data now. It uses 85 different indicators and variables. It used all of the systems and strategies combined with AI because all this data, if you use all this data, you're able to fine tune on what you look for and how to enter into a trade. And so we want to bring this to everybody so that it's easy for you to use. You don't have to do all the research that we've done in the past. Everything comes to you within milliseconds. You get access to the information right away. You don't have to search for months on end. You don't have to go to 30 different websites to find the data. It all comes to you within milliseconds. And so again, we were one of the first AI trading crypto bots over 20 months ago. And now we have AI Signal on ETH and we have AI Base on Base that comes out with the meme coins on Base. And then we have the trading platform Dragon, which is coming out really soon. Again, we have registration. You can sign up for it, but you get to be one of the first traders on it that has multifaceted trading platform, easy to use. You just sign in with a wallet. You get to access the sniper, you get to access the bribing, you get entry and exits, de-risking strategy, take profit, stop losses. So it has like limit orders, it has charts for you, it has everything that you need if you're advanced. And it has very simple where you can just set it up and say, I want to buy the first 10 tokens at $10. I want to exit as soon as it hits $20 and I'm done. or you can set it up very advanced if you want to. I want to enter 10 tokens. As soon as they hit $20, I'm going to take out 50% profit. Now I'm at a break even and ride for free on the rest of it. Or you can manually exit out of it, or you can set it up for auto trading. So it's really, really simple to use. I know we sound complex when we describe it because we've been trading for so long, but the platform is easy, user-friendly, so it's simple to set up and buy and exit and auto trade on and snipe and have all those multifaceted different ways to trade on, and it's as advanced as you want it to be or it's as simple as you want to be, because we want everybody to be around still trading with us and investing and looking back on these days and going, I remember when I heard about it and then I tried it and now I'm still trading and I've been investing for 20 or 50 years and now look at my portfolio. We want it so that people will make it easy for you to get into investing. And if it's not into crypto, that's great. If you do stocks, that's great. If you do real estate, you know, find some type of investing, just get involved, like for your future, because you want to look back in 20 years from now and say, I remember when I started investing and at first I thought it was hard, but it became really, really easy to get into. And that's the goal.
Yeah, exactly. The lower the barrier to entry, and that's what we're going to do. We're lowering the bar. We're basically taking the bar away at this point. So you're going for a high jump and there's no bar there and you can just, and you fall on a cushion and we make it super simple for you, super easy. No more. Sometimes it even took up to 3 days, 30 days to find the analytics and all this stuff that you need to know about a token or a trade that you're going to make. Now it's within seconds, which is life changing for most people. And it saves a lot of time. And time is your greatest asset. So jump in, register for Dragon Pro, jump into our Telegram, find out as much as you can now. Links are in at AI Basebot on Twitter or at AI Signalbot on Twitter. Jump into the Telegram, find out more information. We give all the strategies for learning how to trade in there live as well. If you are curious, we are hosting more spaces as well to teach people how to trade VCs and AMAs. Like Elizabeth has been saying, we've been hosting 3 to 5 a day, and it's been exhausting, but it's been so worth it. We've had so many great people come back and say I've implemented it, and they love it, and it warms our hearts every time. And we just want to make sure everybody has an equal opportunity and is able to trade and to do what they love and do it easier, work smarter, not harder, right? And to understand all these crazy complex things that we're talking about. And even if you don't want to understand them, if you just want to click one button and be like, I want to buy this, I want to sell that, it's as simple as that too. But if you want to get into the in-depth as well, both Elizabeth and I are logical brains, so we know we can pinpoint anything. we like to call ourselves on-chain sleuths at sometimes as well, because of how much information we can find. With the detectives, yes, of Web3. Yeah.
So it's been a super fun journey being here with you guys for the last year. I mean, we're coming up on our year anniversary soon.
Almost but there.
It's the end of 2024. So let's think of some exciting moments that we've had over 2024. It feels like it's been nonstop, just working on tech and AI. And again, I've created over 200 AI bots this year. So most of my bots have been built out for over 20 months. I had the first quote unquote AI agent bots where they talk to people in our chat. So my bots are low level bots are the ones that talk to people. That I have a bot that's an ace bot that talks to people in my voice with my personality, answers all the questions that anybody has. It'll answer a question if you ask about Elon. It'll answer a question if you want to know why the sky is blue. It'll answer a question about crypto if you want to know about crypto. So I have those bots that they've been built out for over 20 months also. And so there in our chat, I have bots that generate memes. We built those out over 20 months ago, and now people are just starting to build those out too. Ours are built out on Telegram and on Twitter. It generates art on Twitter. So if you do a prompt on Twitter and you tag it, it'll generate a piece of art for you on Twitter. It'll generate a meme for you on Twitter. So we've had those out for over 20 months also. We have travel bots. So my travel bots, my algo has been built out for over 8 years. I've been traveling on it. I've done over 35 countries now. The AI travel bot finds the lowest air with the lowest price up to 13 months out. It does all the airlines, all the destinations, all the locations. I've been traveling on it. Again, I said I've done 35 countries. This year, I was in the Caribbean for 4 months. I was in Hawaii for 2 months. I was in Florida for a month. Of course, in Vegas all the time. But I flew back and forth on business class for $100. I got flights from California to Florida for $25. I did, when I was traveling Europe, I did flights from San Francisco to Paris for $125. I did Hawaii to Australia for $99. I did Hawaii to Japan for $150. I did LA to Hawaii for $100. So it finds the lowest air anywhere in the world. That's why I've done 35 countries. I've not only built the bots, but I've been proving the theory on and doing it. Again, I was in the Caribbean for 4 months. I was in Barbados and Aruba, St. Lucia, Grand Caymans. Oh, where else did I go?
I'd say Bahamas.
Trinidad. I got stuck in the hurricane. Bahamas. So it's been...
There's so many more.
and then all the islands in Hawaii. So we've also built out those AI bots. And then we have bots that... we'll send messages for you and like auto send messages for you. We have bots that will talk to you and answer questions. We have the trading bots that have been built out for over 20 months that find the lowest entry and the highest ROI and give you all the analytics and all the information. So we have like over 200 bots in our arsenal. I'm not new to the game, so I've been doing trading forever and my background in tech and building out all these bots. And we do some of the low-level bots for fun, and I know to other people that's like an exciting bot.
That's their high-level bot.
that's their like only bot that they have, and we have 200 different types of bots. But we've been having like an exciting journey with you, bringing you guys along, and the people that are in AI Signal and AI Base get to try out all the other bots as fun, right? So they get access to this tech by just being involved with us on our trading bots. But soon we'll be over in the real world. You'll be able to see these platforms. So you'll be able to trade it, you know, with your stockbroker, your mutual funds, you'll be able to trade in these. Again, you'll be able to diversify your portfolio, see your whole entire portfolio, see everything. And it's in color and web-based and it's cell friendly, it's mobile friendly. You can use it on a desktop. You can have 10 screens up if you want, or you can just use your cell phone. You can use it on your laptop when you travel. We are trying to simplify things down by taking our complex and simplifying it down so it's easy and user friendly for you guys to use. So you only have to set up for 5 minutes of trading a day. You only have to invest $10 on your trades. The goal is to make it simple, easy, with low risk and high returns. But the recap of this year, like there's so much has happened. We've had AI Signal out for over a year. We launched last December, so over a year ago. We had all of our meme generators and our bots out for over 20 months. We had Ace that comes in and talks to people. We have our Ask Me bot that comes in and talks to people. We have our Dragon meme generator. We have our Terminator meme generator. We have our Twitter bots that talk to people on Twitter and answer questions and generate art. We have our travel bots. We have our shopping bots that people don't know about that we haven't even launched and released, but they've been built out for over 20 months.
What, 20? Oh,
yes, God. You have an AI from the future. That's how it feels right now. Feels like I haven't slept in 20 years, but we have for 20 months, we have our shopping bots, we have our crypto APIs, we have so much stuff. Like we have a huge arsenal, but we've been focusing on one thing at a time and one release at a time. And so our most recent one, again, is AI Base. So our AIBaseBot.com or AIBaseBot.xyz, if you go on there, you can find out about the token. The token hit so far an all-time high of 1.66 mil. It's hovering right now at 1.35 mil. That was released on December 19th. And then in 2024, an AI Signal bot, our token was released December 14th, 2023. So over a year ago, but the bots are tied up to both of those. And that one is hovering probably around 750K market cap right now. It hit a ATH of 2 million. So we've been hovering around that too. But there's so many things going on, so much excitement. And that was only 2024. So just think what 2025 is going to be like. We've been building all this tech and getting ready to release all this tech, but we've been doing one thing at a time. And now all this other new tech that's been sitting in our arsenal, it's the AI of army of bots that have all these things that you can use to make your life easier, more fun, and it's makes it more effective, and you can get in travel at low prices. You can buy different goods and services with crypto. You can trade on with these bots. You can ask questions with these bots. You can talk to these bots. You can generate art. There's like so many opportunities and so many things coming for 2025. We just haven't released it all. It's all been built. You should see my Telegram full of bots, all these things that are going on, but it's so much fun. And like, I'm living proof of what these bots can do. I'm like traveling the world with my bots. I'm trading from my phone with my bots. I'm like talking to people in chat all over the world. I'm not sleeping,
that's the issue.
It's been so much
it's so
fun.
Much fun that you can't sleep. And I can say the arsenal of bots, and we think it's over. There's 200 of them, and only a few of them have been released, like barely just touching, just scraping the tip of the iceberg. And I don't think the iceberg is going to stop growing. That's the thing. The amount of problems that Elizabeth has found, and that she's a problem solver. We'll put it like that. She finds a problem and she solves it. And she solves it in the most effective and efficient way, to where it's easy for everybody, yet it's just revolutionary. For example, tech, trading, found that everybody spends too much time trading. Done, solved it. And guess what? All done in a year, less than a year. The bots have been out for 20 months on ETH and 10 plus months on Base, being back tested. And it's all there. And the problems that we're solving, they're problems that we didn't think we'd have to solve at the time, but it doesn't even take long to fix it anymore. And Elizabeth finds it, and then 10 seconds later, I get a call, and it's okay, we're doing this. Next thing, onto the next problem we're solving. And it's constant.
I want to make life easier, right? I want to make life easier for everybody. I want everyone to have opportunities. And I know I'm complex, but I want to make it easy for everybody else to use. We're going to do our giveaway pretty soon, too. So let's do a recap on what the giveaway is. So we've had an amazing 2024. It's been so much fun. It's been nonstop work, international hours, 3 hours of sleep a night, talking on VCs, AMAs, building out tech, trading, doing all this stuff, and talking to all of you guys every Tuesday, which has been so much fun. Like I couldn't have asked for a better year. It's been a roller coaster. It's been exciting, but like the best part of it is bringing all of this to everyone else and bringing it to market. And I'm grateful to all of my holders. I'm thankful to everybody that has been involved. I'm thankful to Joseph for being here on Tuesdays and being through all of this excitement that we've been going through. Like all of you, I'm so happy that you've been along this journey. And if you're new to us, you can listen back to our archives and see how much we've gone through in this last year. But it's all been amazing, and ETH rallying at the end of the year has been like fantastic in November. So we look forward to a very prosperous and fruitful, we wish you all very prosperous and fruitful and fun 2025. Have a life that you enjoy. Travel the world, trade, invest, like trade only 5 minutes a day, use low amounts, like have a fun year, right? Enjoy your family and friends, spend time to what we call touch grass, go like see a sunset, go to the ocean, go see different parts of the world, like spend time with your family and friends. That's the goal. But we're going to recap up. We're very thankful to all of you for being here with us on this journey. We're doing this giveaway. Come into our chat again, come into AI Signal Bot, our AI based bot on X, come into our Telegram, come into Dragon Pro underscore AI on X, and also in Telegram, say hi, see what everything is going on. We're doing giveaways for the end of the year coming into 2025. Yes. So
New Year's giveaway. So everybody get excited. So, it's
so
now
if you
time.
buy into AI Signal or you buy into AI based bot, it only takes a $10 buy. If you buy in and you have your wallet address, we're giving away, whoever comes into our chat first listening to this, there's 8 digits. If these 8 digits are in your wallet, on your wallet address of 42 digits, and you're staked or you've bought in $10 or more, come into chat and tell us your wallet that you've caught these 8 numbers and you'll win. So the numbers are 1, 4, R as in Robert, 6, Y is in yellow, D is in dog, B is in boy, K is in king. Again, 1, 4, R, 6, Y, D, B, K. So 1, 4, Robert, 6, yellow, dog, boy, king. If you have 8 of those 42 digits in your wallet, you come in first to our chat into Telegram and tell us that you're that wallet. You'll win the prize. It's the first one that comes in that shows that they have those 8 digits out of the 42 in their wallet. All it takes is to buy $10 into ETH or $10 into base on our AI base bot or our AI signal bot tokens. Just buy in $10. And if you have those 8 digits, you win. We're going to keep it open probably
for a couple days.
Yeah, we'll keep it open for a couple days. Whoever comes in first with that wins. And then we have an ongoing so we have an ongoing promotion going on right now too, that we're giving random rewards, and we're giving out free trials to try out our bots. So come in to Telegram, say hi, try out our free trials, come listen to our spaces, our VCs. But cheers to everybody. Happy New Year. Happy 2025. Thank you for this journey. We've had so much fun. It's been a blast for the last year, and we anticipate being around for the next 10, 20, 50 years, you know, as our AIs, right? But we want to see you all in the future. We want you to be prosperous and happy and enjoy your family and friends. And we wish you all the best in the upcoming 2025. So happy New Year's, everyone. Cheers to you all. And want to say sign off also, Joseph.
Yes, yes. Cheers, everybody. Happy New Year's. Hope everybody has had an amazing 2024. And cheers to an even better 2025. And on that note, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you so, so much for an amazing year.
Happy New Year's.
Happy.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.